Do you know what? A lot of people ask me why I have a whistle today. And
because you're a referee?
Don't tell them, okay? Actually, because when Andy was going to say that Pauline is to be debt-free, what I wanted to do was to blow the whistle. So now I got to blow the whistle to say yes, because in CAP, when someone goes debt-free, we will play the harmonica in the head office, so I won't get to hear that, so I blow the whistle for you, Pauline.
Yeah.
I think I better start my timer, because I can speak for Great Britain. Can you close the gates and that's it? Alright, okay. And firstly, a very, very warm welcome to those who visited the church for the first time. And for the benefit of those who do not know me, my name is Christina and I am the debt center manager. I run the debt center here. Does everyone know what does CAP stands for? Surely you can say louder than that. That's much better. And for those who are wondering what does CAP do, CAP headquarters is based in Bradford, and it's actually a debt counselling charity, and we also run other services. In Barnet, we run the CAP Money course, where we help people to get out, teach people how to manage money using the cash. And we also run a debt centre, and we also have Fresh Start here, where it's led by Michelle and Ellen, and they help people to walk out of addiction. Addiction is not just necessary about drugs or alcohol. If you are addicted to shopping, that could be one of it, that you could go and see Michelle and Ellen to help you to get out of that addiction. Or you love teapots like myself, I could actually go on the course. So we have, CAP has a job club where we help people to get into job, and we have a life skill service where we teach people very basic life skills like how to cook, how to prepare food, how to budget, and even planning their daily life to help them to have a routine in their life. Our debt centre is funded by Jesus House, Trinity Church, The Stable, and Christ Church in High Barnet. I am the centre manager that sees the clients in this side of the borough, whilst Karen, our debt coach, sees the clients in Barnet. So that is a general introduction of CAP. And now, the most important thing, that to do my job, there are a lot of little things that have to knit together. And today is the opportunity for me to say big thank yous to them. They are Salmon, Noetta, Anna, Sarah, Bliss, my neighbour Chantel, Pauline, thank you for that testimony. It really touches me to hear that you're debt-free and that journey. Yeah, and you, of course. really moves me. There are other people from other churches like Debbie from The Well, David, Jenny, Christine, Fiona from St. James's Church, Ken Wilson, who used to attend our church, Chris Smith from IGC, and Anne from Living Waters. The next person I want to thank, which I don't always shout out a lot, is my husband, Jonathan. He is always on call. Anytime I ask him to, oh, I forgot this, can you drive it and give it to me? And he will do that. Or if I go to speak, he will do all the technical work and all sorts of things. And of course, bear with my tantrums, which is very rare because I'm an angel. And sadly, my son is not here, but Joshua as well, who these days have helped me to babysit children so that I can speak to the clients. Of course, to Andy, I call him my spy because of where he works. Whenever I need to go and get some information on benefits, he's the first one that I knock on. Maybe he's quite scared of hearing my phone. And to all of you who keep me in prayer, who encourages me, and who contribute to CAP every month as a life changer, thank you. And to the clients who think that they are clients, they are not just clients because they are lives that matter. They think that they help me, but actually, I want to say a big thank you to them, because through them, I see the hope in Jesus, wanting him more and more and desiring him more and more. And they taught me how to trust God, because the cases that I've seen is so complex that very often I can't see any way out. And thank you, Jesus, for that. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
No, God is good.
Yes.
Now, all the times, yeah. Bear with me with some statistics as I update you of the center, what the center is doing. Otherwise, you will just be wondering, why am I paying Christina to do the job? 2018, 8 families went debt-free, and we have 5 salvations. 2019, from January till now, we have 5 families that went debt-free. And I am expecting another 4 to be debt-free in the next couple of months. So far, we have 3 salvations, and we're trusting God for more. In June, we hosted 2 market research with Ofgem. If you do not know what Ofgem, they are actually the regulator of the utilities company. They are the regulator of the utilities companies. They were here conducting market research and have conversations with our clients. And I have been invited to speak next week on a Wednesday at Ofgem to share with them the challenges of our clients and their experience with utilities companies. So I do appreciate your prayers. As a centre, we work very closely with churches, and the last few CAP money courses that we run, one in May and one yesterday at St. Peter's Church in One Stone Grove, we have six coaches from 5 different churches coming together. And I think that is a great celebration of a testimony of how we work so well with churches, because it's all about
Jesus.
Only Jews know the answer. So it is all about
Jesus.
Amen to that. And the earliest appointment, if anyone wants to call the center, the big review. So whenever I say something like that, the room goes silent, and as well, the heart just goes down, and there is a long waiting list. But just to perhaps a little comfort, people who make that first phone call, normally have 60% of them normally have waited for at least 2 years. Because that first phone call was scary. It's scary. Because like Pauline said, they have to share everything. They're talking to strangers that they don't know. And it could be some weird people on the other side. So in your prayers, I do appreciate that you pray for clients who are on waiting lists, and for me, and even for those people who goes out on visits with me. Right, that's the update, and I hope you have not fallen asleep. Today I'm going to read from Isaiah 3, verse 14 to 15, and also Isaiah 6, 1, verse 1 to 8. You can open your Bibles or using your digital Bibles like I do. I use digital Bibles. So Isaiah 3, 14 to 15, it should be up on the screen as well. Okay. The Lord enters into judgment against the elders and leaders of his people. It is you who have ruined my vineyard. The plunder from the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people and grinding the faces of the poor, declares the Lord Almighty. Here in Isaiah 3, Isaiah sees the state of nation. He measures it against the justice, mercy, holiness, and love of God, and finds it desperately wanting. Yesterday, I met someone who attends the CAP Money course, a single parent with 2 children, and one of the child is blind. She works 2 jobs. She told me, I work 2 jobs. I still do not have enough to feed my family. I still do not have enough to feed my family. She asked me, why is she working so hard if she still can't feed her family? She doesn't see any hope. She was in tears. She doesn't see hope in anything. She asked me, when could she actually sit down and rest, and where is hope? B, my client, I classify it B, has three children and is training to be a nurse. She's going to be evicted next week. She suffered from domestic violence, depression, and her husband left her in January this year. To her, there is no hope. To her, the system is unfair. To her, she felt she's not being treated fairly. A suffered from domestic violence and has three children. She doesn't see hope. Last Tuesday, she was with me. She asked me, she told me actually, my children asked me, when can we have a normal family? When can we have a normal family? She was in tears and she asked me, when can all this end? When can all this end? Do you know, God doesn't just care about you and me. He deeply cares for people like B and A. That injustice, that unfairness, that exclusion and exploitation have no place in our God's kingdom, no place in His kingdom at all. Instead, in His kingdom, it should be a place where the poorest and the most vulnerable are being prioritized and included. Now we can turn to Isaiah 6, verse 1. Isaiah 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzzah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on the throne, and the train of His robe filled the temple. The comparison between His present and God is unbearable, and in verse 5, He cries out, "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am. Here I am, send me. From woe to me I am ruined, to here I am," all in the short space of one paragraph. Isaiah thought that the encounter with the holiness of God would consume him, that he was finished, But instead, in this encounter, where in Isaiah's eyes, he sees the King that profoundly changed, that he is profoundly changed. Something of God's heart and character starts to profoundly impact Isaiah's thinking. And so the voice of God comes, and Isaiah looks again at heaven around him. He looks again at himself, and he says, "Here I am. Send me." You see, here Isaiah is asking God to send him to his own people. His ministry was to be worked out exactly where he was. You hear the stories of B and A. You might have watched the news and about injustice, or perhaps you yourself have witnessed injustice. And you're upset, or perhaps you're upset about Brexit, the B word. I could feel the temperature rising. Or perhaps you're thinking you're not able to do anything. Perhaps you think that it is left to those who are paid to do their job. Or maybe you see the need, but like Isaiah, you struggle. You struggle to see how that can be, how can there be hope, you know, in places like that? And how can there be hope among all this brokenness and injustice in our country or even locally in our borough? But you know what? I have good news for you. I have good news for you because the truth is the hope of our country, the hope of our borough, the hope in our life is centered on one person and one person only. And his name is?
Jesus.
And his name is Jesus. The hope of our nations, of our borough, is not centered on the outcome of Brexit. It doesn't depend on the politicians. It's not in their hands. Or who the next prime minister is. Not at all. Our community, our country, and lives can only be transformed by Jesus. The hope of the borough is transformed by ordinary people like you and myself, responding to what God's plans are for us, calling out our destiny. Every good thing comes from Him. He is our source and our center. We can only transform our borough with Jesus. Our future and our community is definitely not in the hands of the politicians. But we do have our responsibilities too. Isaiah verse 8, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? I want to ask you today, is God knocking on your heart? Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Is He inviting you to recognize the need to have a fresh perspective, to see past the closed doors and curtains today as you travel home? What is God saying to you? What is God's heartbeat? Or some of us, God have given us dreams and we put it aside, thinking that we can't do it. Does that need rethinking? Does that need to be looked again? Or have we been hiding away from our challenges and too afraid to face it? Do we need to look again? Will you and I respond this morning, to whom shall I send? Seeing our community change, bring hope to every corner of our borough with love and hope, and bring restorations of lives, allowing our community to witness Jesus stepping into the community in divine love and rewrite the story of the broken and the hurting hearts in our community. Each one of us is called to look again, to respond to the need of in our community and in our own lives. Here I am. Here I am. This morning, you can respond to the need in your own life. You can encourage people who need help, perhaps be a volunteer and expect me knocking on your door. Come on visits with me, pray for us who are working on the front line. Or perhaps you think I'm too busy, I can't do anything like that, and you want to give financially. Today, you have a chance to respond to that. You have some life changes form on your chair, and you could speak to me after that if you want to find out more. This morning, how are you and I responding to God? Can I close the service with prayer? As I was preparing, I see dreams. I see people having dreams. And God has given you something to pursue, but you were too scared. And you felt that I can't respond. You know, what is God saying to you? Is He knocking on your door? Who should I send? If that is you, I would love to pray with you when the service is over as well. God, as we leave church today, I pray you give us new eyes to see, new lens. Teach us to see past the closed doors and curtains. I pray, Lord, for those of us who respond, here I am. I pray, Lord, that you will ignite dreams in us, courage. And I pray, Lord, for those of us that are struggling, awaiting breakthrough. I thank you, Lord, that we know our hope is in you. and our hope is in you, and you move mountains. Even as we leave today, Lord, I also pray, Lord, that your peace and protection cover all of us. But I pray, Lord, that even as we leave today, we will know what to respond to you. Here I am. Send me. Oh, sorry. Before I forget, sorry, Andy. I also have some books at the back. They are free. Journeys of Hope are books about testimonies of people who have walked out of debt and how they have found Jesus. Nevertheless, it's a book about the journey of John Kirby. See, perfect timing of John Kirby, how he found this charity and his journey out of debt as well. Thank you.